Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's always been amazing to me that, in the United States anyway, getting fuel-efficient cars has been, well, a challenge. In a lot of other countries, it's actually been, it's pretty straightforward, and you can get cars that get really great gas mileage, mainly because the governments require it. And for some reason in the U.S., that has not been the case here. And even like a Prius, which I have, it's like 40-something miles to the gallon. But, it's actually really simple when you think about it, because in a lot of places in the United States, there's fuel taxes, and there's actually a lot of what you pay for a gallon of gas. And yes, it's cheap in the United States, generally speaking, although some places are more expensive than others. And it comes down to the taxes that you pay for, because the actual cost of the fuel, yeah, that varies as well. But a lot of what you pay is actually taxes. Washington State has a fairly high fuel prices, not compared to California, but compared to, say, Atlanta or, the South and, some of the other parts of the country where the fuel prices are a little more reasonable. And it comes down to, taxes. And so, as cars get more fuel efficient, or you get an electric car, for instance, you're putting no gas in your car, and therefore, you're not paying fuel taxes. And in a lot of places, that's fuel taxes actually fund, they're used to fund transportation, highway, that kind of stuff. And so states are grappling with this. They're trying to figure out, okay, well, if we, if we want people to have fuel efficient cars, which means they're emitting less. They're emitting less exhaust or whatever, then we're losing out on a tax source. And so now they're trying to figure out how to replace that. And so what a couple of states are starting to do, or they're thinking about doing, is actually charge a tax based on the amount you drive. A lot of the schemes I've seen for this want to actually put a device in your car to track exactly where you drive and everything, which seems kind of silly to me. It seems to me that if you're going to do this, and I'm not for this, of course, but if you want to, if you live someplace, for example, you have to go in once a year to renew your tabs anyway, it would seem to me that it would make a lot more sense just to go in and say, okay, well, from between the last time you went in and this time you went in, the mileage is X, right? Because you're not really supposed to, especially with the newer cars that have digital odometers, you really can't go in and modify the odometer. And if you do that, it's, that's actually problematic in a lot of ways. And, most people aren't going to do that. But, you can go check the odometer easily enough and between two points in time and say, okay, you clearly drove, X thousand miles, therefore your tax is X. I don't understand, you can put a lot of conspiracy theories into why they want to track where you're going, and all of the toll tagging and the good, and the good to goes and those kinds of things. Yeah, those can also potentially be used to track you. I have to drive over the Tacoma Narrows Bridge on a regular basis, and that means I've got a good to go tag. And there's certain roads where I'm sure they're tracking that stuff. So there's lots of ways they could do this that have absolutely nothing to do with putting yet another tracking device in your car. They've already got the infrastructure in place. They could probably, figure out how to actually, tax you without having to have all this extra technology that's probably going to fail and do all of that. Now, I guess if you travel, I could see an issue if you're traveling between multiple states a lot, then you might be driving on, if you live on, let's say, the border of Washington and Oregon, which I know a lot of people that do. In part, one of the reasons for that. So Washington has no state income tax, and Oregon has no state sales tax. And so, when you buy stuff in Oregon and it says the price is $3.99, well, that's what you pay. It's $3.99. There's no, but they get you in other ways, of course. So there's probably some issues with that kind of thing. And I guess that's probably why they want to have a tracking device. So that's the logic that they're going to use to potentially put in a tracking device into your car is. they're going to, you know, that they're going to say, oh, well, you drove in, you know, in this state. And then, and of course, every state's going to want their cut of the money that gets collected. And so this is, I don't know, I just don't see this going, you know, being, you know, a very good system. And yeah, I mean, I get it. Roads cost money and, you know, we should, you know, we should probably pay something to keep them up to date and keep them from having, you know, from having potholes and, you know, and keep them in repair and that kind of thing. I don't know that tracking people doesn't seem like the best solution. There's a lot more elegant solutions out there. Like I said, you just go look at the odometer. That's an easy way to do it. Doesn't require any additional technology. Yes, it does mean going to the DMV or whatever to go do that. But that's a much simpler, it seems like to be a much simpler, easier. And oh, by the way, it employs a bunch of people, right? So it's actually something that, you know, maybe that creates a few jobs along the way and I don't know, with cars that like phone home or whatever already anyway, right? I guess that's probably something they could, who knows? Like they could totally make it so that all new cars phone home to somebody and that's how you pay. But it's, yeah, everybody wants a cut when your rubber meets the road. And yeah, I mean, when you drive, you're definitely using the roads and, you know, I don't know that everything needs to be a toll road, but I guess that's what taxes are for, but the government is always loath to give up a source of revenue, and that's why we haven't seen any really truly fuel efficient cars in the U.S. unlike what you see in Europe. Of course, in Europe the taxes are different, and they're regressive in other ways, but in every place seems to have their own regressive taxes one way or another. So this is something that we're going to have to contend with. I could see for everybody. It's like, okay, yeah, you're getting taxed twice. You're getting taxed for driving. You get taxed for buying the fuel. It's, it seems like that they're going to get their money one way or the other. It's just a question of how is it going to happen and how much is it going to cost? And I just don't see it ending well. That's for sure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.